Hi, I'm Brenda Cooper. I'm a working futurist, I'm a published science fiction writer, and I'm the Chief Information Officer for the City of Kirkland. I'd like to encourage Google to consider Kirkland as an excellent place to invest in for their open network. We have an awful lot of very brilliant people, and I spent some time in researching this project going out and talking to them, and you'll see them later on the video. We have a lot of technology people, we have a lot of creative people, and we have a lot of vision. And I hope that vision is one of the things that you're looking for.
There's a part of Kirkland that says it's small enough to do interesting things with and actually start some interesting programs, and yet the impact would be bigger because it's a part of the metropolis of Seattle or the Seattle-Tacoma area.
I think it's the kind of community that would be seen as a creative leading community, and so would be very likely to make a great use of, not just on the business side, but on the social side, on the government side, and so on, of this kind of a network, because you've already shown leadership in that area.
Google already has an office here in Kirkland, which I think kind of vouches for how great the city is.
And some of the cooler things that Google is doing with regard to cloud computing, for example, are being done here in Kirkland. And the idea that those Google employees, in fact, would go home or work, even the fact that the building is here or the Google business is here, would enable them to do things in Kirkland that would be different from potentially other cities that they're not in.
Well, it's full of really smart people, a lot of people in the computer industry.
In fact, I've been talking with some people about developing a immersive game around future studies, and their response to me is, well, you have lots and lots of game developers right there in Kirkland, just work with them.
I thought I had fairly fast internet. I don't know how much faster.
Oh, 100 times faster? Wow.
And so, but to have that kind of quantum leap into super broadband would primarily enable, I think, a lot more what I think of as two-way communication.
I have a daughter, for example, living in London right now. I've got 42 first cousins living in Reykjavik, Iceland.
It's not very many people have actually experienced sort of real true telepresence.
And the word family room actually might look a little different, where you've effectively got, you know, a nice digital paper wall, colored digital paper wall, where that room is connected to the other family's room, you know. So you've got enough bandwidth to do that.
When you are tech support, they want you to help the customer as fast as possible. I was trying to load up the manual. Yeah, hold on just a moment. Okay, so it's 1 megabyte. Got 5 more megabytes to go. It'd be nice if it would just, bam, it's right there.
I'd love it. I'd be able to contact customers, friends, everybody, get on Facebook and do all that stuff more rapidly and waste less time.
I've worked with clients in India. I've worked with people in the former Soviet Union. It really is something that enables my business and my associates to do the kind of excellent work that our clients need to really get noticed across the globe.
Either a large company could do it, or frankly, the community could come together and the city of Kirkland could form a community data center, which would be based upon, you know, 100 meg links to every home. Actually start using the, you know, parallel computing of multiple PCs sitting at homes and start community businesses that were information-based that could become global businesses.
We're finding that these days the elderly are using the internet and broadband, and some things could be an emergency situation that could be life-saving if they had fast bandwidth to be able to communicate.
When I'm around people who are in the aging field, they're really interested in how could you use bandwidth to do sensors and communication with people in homes so they can live there longer, live there more safely.
I'm starting my photography business, so yeah, that would help with that, you know, uploading pictures, and it would really help with that. So, yeah.
And then there's the whole youth generation, and Kirkland you know, has a lot of creative young people, and what we know about them is that they spend a lot more time on the web uploading information than the general population does. They spend a lot more time in two-way communication. So, and they're the ones, of course, from whom a lot of these new apps and clever ideas come from.
We're really a sort of a small microcosm of middle-class America, as well as the technology-enabled firms that surround us. So our citizens here are very diverse in terms of ethnicity, in terms of income, in terms of education. And the people here in Kirkland really do rely and use the internet a lot in their daily lives as well as in their business lives.
Well, we got, you know, 200 kids that are trying to bring down as much content as they can during the day, and teachers bringing down video and very sort of heavy processing websites and stuff like that. So
everything is just 100 times faster. It saves me time. I have kids. I don't have time to just wait for this page to come up.
My personal life? Like, it probably would crush my personal life.
You know, really, when it comes down to it, we're just like any other American city, and there's always room for improvement, and I think Google can help us do that.
I think in a city, bandwidth matters because it creates community. It means that we can connect ourselves in better ways with all of that scanned content and all those videos we're shooting and do whatever we want with it.
We have a world-class medical center. We have two colleges, one a university, another a college. We have a great, wonderful school district in the area. And we are a city that has a robust human services infrastructure.
A regional fiber network that now has about 27 partners in it. It started out with just four of us, with the city, with the University of Washington, our school district, and with Evergreen Hospital.
And all of these things can be linked together by all the applications that will be available through that Google proposal.
And I want to let you know that if you select Kirkland, I will be sure that I help you make this project a success. Thanks very much for your time.